Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we are doing, I guess, what we would call Dav Vav Amar Aleph. Do people call it that with Mishnah Berurah? Yes, we will. Okay, so Vav Amar Aleph, Be'ezr Hashem, as we continue in Simin Resh Mem Dalid. So we are up to the Ramah on Sif Hei. So if you recall, last night we learned that the Mechaber says in Sif Hei that if you hire someone to be your tailor, who's just in case you ever want a suit, so he's your full-time tailor. He's the person that's going to make you a suit. Or your lawyer, who's going to write up a document whenever you need a document to be written up. So even though he chooses to make that suit on Shabbos, or he chooses to write up some of the documents on Shabbos, because he's doing that, he could do that whenever he wants. He doesn't have enough work to keep him busy 7 days a week, so he's choosing to do it on Shabbos because that's easier for him, then that's going to be mutter. So the Rama writes, but v'dafka shescharo l'malach miyuchedes k'gon beged le'arog sefer lichtov. That's only if he's your tailor or he's your sofer. Aval k'shescharo l'chol ha'malachos sheid starich toks man aschirus l'kuli alma os. Certainly, if you hire him to just be your person, your assistant, you know, who's there to do anything that your shamus, you know, the person who's going to do anything that you need done. So then there's an infinite amount of work that could technically be done. And by him doing work on Shabbos, it's going to free him up to do other work on Sunday. So that's a direct benefit to the employer. That would be usur according to everybody, says the Rama. And that's going to be also l'kuli alma k'moshis bar p'sof sim reish mem zayin. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura l'malach miyuchad sivkatan chav tes to b'zeh efshar shlo yigil yisrael revach hayideis shuasa b'shabbos. Meaning, if you hire him to be the tailor, to be the scribe, so then it's possible that that the Jew isn't going to get any benefit or any profit from it, from the fact that the guy chooses to do it on Shabbos. Kigon shlo yitzarich hayisrael ariga uksiva kol uksiva kolkach, because no one needs that many garments made for them or that many documents drawn up for them. But if he's just your assistant who does everything for you, well, it's almost a certainty that the next day you're going to need him for something else. And therefore, the Jew's going to be benefiting from the fact that the non-Jew is doing this work on Shabbos. So even though you don't do a day-by-day cheshbon and pay him by the day, it's still going to be usur because you're still benefiting from the fact that the guy is working for you on Shabbos. Sif katan lamid l'kala malacha. So this is where the Rama said, if you hire him just to do everything for you, it's going to be aser. Umitam ze yesh limchos biyad hashvachos kishosim lach sadanen b'Shabbos. If you have a maid and she is doing your work, your malacha for you on Shabbos, you need to stop them from doing it. Afilu kishosim shelo b'veis sol v'shelo b'tzivu b'alein. Even if you didn't ask them to do it, and even if they're not doing it in your home, you pay the housekeeper a weekly salary or a monthly salary, whatever it may be, so, and she's supposed to do whatever, anything that needs to get done around the house, and therefore if she's doing a malacha for you, that is going to be aser, because whatever malacha she does on Shabbos is now not going to need to get done on Sunday, right? So if she decides to do the laundry on Shabbos, now she'll have more time to vacuum or to polish the silver on Sunday or Monday. So that's going to be usher. And certainly if it's in your home, that might be usher even if you hired her to do a particular labor. So what's the deal? How do we have housekeepers in our home? So when you have a housekeeper in your home, it's important to know you're not allowed to ask them to do malacha. There is an isser in the Torah called Amir Lenachri, right? You're not in the Torah. That's not accurate. There's an isser midrabanan called Amir Lenachri. So you're not allowed to ask a Nachri or a Nachris to do a malacha for you. But you can have her do other things, meaning things that are not a malacha. Washing the dishes doesn't have to be a malacha. The fact that she chooses to use a sponge and hot water instead of those scrapey Shabbos things and a lot of cold water and, you know, and energy, that's for her own convenience, right? So it's, you didn't ask her to do a malacha, nor is she necessarily doing a malacha for you. We're going to learn those halachos later on in terms of what is and isn't. But if it's a malacha, if it's a vacuuming, it's doing the laundry, it's something like that, that's usher. You cannot have her do that on Shabbos. Vayin v'taz sivkat anal, maybe b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, the Taz quotes Rabbeinu Simcha, to osa la shivcha fil lasos malachas atzma beveis ba'aleha. She shouldn't do any malacha even for her own benefit in the home. Because someone's going to be in your house and they're going to see that she's cooking and they're going to think she's cooking for you, even though she's really cooking for herself. So while that's the shita of Rabbeinu Simcha, the El Yerabba quotes the Sefer HaTshuma, says, no, if she's doing her own stuff, that's mutter. And the El Yerabba thinks even Rabbeinu Simcha never said it, and that even he would agree that it's mutter if she's doing her own malacha. Prima Gadim explains why the Taz thinks Rabbeinu Simcha did say it. Now, if she's doing her own malacha in a way that's so super obvious that it's only for her and not for you, she's stitching a hem on her own dress. So it's obvious. It's her own dress. It's not something that you would ever wear. It's very clear that it's her own malacha. That's going to be mutter. So again, what we have is what seems to be a machlokas Rabbeinu Simcha and Sefer HaTruma, whether the maid is allowed to do her own malacha in your house on Shabbos. But all seem to agree that if she's doing her own malacha in a way that's super obvious that it's her own malacha, like she's fixing her own clothing, that's going to be mutter, but to do any malacha for you is going to be aser. What if she wants to do the dishes and the lights are off in the kitchen, so she turns on the lights to do the dishes? Is that called her own malacha when she's turning on the lights, or is that a malacha that she's doing for you? So in the Dirshu over here, he says that he quotes from later on, where the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that that's called her own malacha. The fact that she's turning on lights just makes it easier for her to see the dishes. That's for herself, that's for her own benefit. You don't really care about the lights being on when she does the dishes, you just want the dishes to be done. Fine. Now we move on to Si'if Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yehudi Akona Meches, I think what this means is that they used to sell the rights for tax collection. So you would be a person, if you would put in the winning bid, you would be able to buy. The governor doesn't want to deal with going around and people not paying their bills and bothering them and sending notices and things like that. The government just needs money. So what they do is they say, you have to give us, we're going to sell the rights to collect taxes. So you give the government $1 million, they're happy with their $1 million, and you have to go try to collect 1.5 or whatever it is, whatever profit you want to make from all the people, but you're going to have to figure out the collection devices, how you're going to get to everybody. So if a Jew is the one that bought the rights to collect the taxes, umaskilo en Yehudi lekabel meches b'Shabbos, and he hires as one of his employees, one of his IRS agents, is an Eino Yehudi, and that Eino Yehudi is working on Shabbos, mutter imu b'kibolas. It's mutter if he's a salaried employee. Dahainu sha'omer lo l'kshetigva mei dinar metin l'cha kach v'kach. Where you tell the Eino Yehudi, look, whenever, I don't care when you work, but work whenever you want. Your job is to collect me $100,000 from this neighborhood, and when you do that, you're going to get a $10,000 salary. You can get a $10,000. So you hire him for the job. You're going to give him the salary for the job. He does that job whenever he wants to. So even though he's doing that on Shabbos, it is mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch. So let's see. Sif Katan Lamid Aleph says Shulchan Raskalo in Yehudi. Aloshen in Meduya ki akavanu shesocher in Yehudi. Okay, he says the diktuk of the Shulchan Aruch was. The Mishnah Berurah makes a diktuk correction in grading the Shulchan Aruch's paper over here, that it shouldn't say Masker Eino Yehudi, it should say Socher Eino Yehudi. Okay, he hires an Eino Yehudi. So imu bikiboles. So if it's bikiboles, which means he's a kabbalan, you ask him to do the job, and you don't care when he does the job, says the Mishnah Berurah, da'az shari midina, because then technically it's not Amiru L'Nachri, right? It's not Schar Shabbos. It's Mutter Min Adin, Kamo Ba'oros La'Abdan Bereish Simen Reish and Beis, as we're going to see in a bunch of Simanim from now, about giving hides to a tanner to work on them. D'Mutter L'Itan Lo Kodem Shkeis Chamim Hu B'Kibolas, Mishum Da'ad Nafshe Kavid, that if you give him the stuff to work on with enough advanced time that he could do it when it's not Shabbos, so the fact that he chooses to do it on Shabbos is his own choice. Even though over there you can't be koveya that he's doing the malach on Shabbos, and over here it seems worse also because it's very public. Everyone knows that the Jew is the one that purchased the rights to collect the taxes, and that this nachri is working for him. And therefore, it's similar to doing the work in a Jewish home because everyone knows about it. So the Asar Shem and the Shulchan Aruch is going to say that should make it Asar. Why is it Mutter over here if it's such a public thing? It's Ki'ilu, it's being done in the Jewish home. Why would it be Mutter over here? They felt that they had to be Mekel because this is the guy's whole Parnasa, and he's going to get so nervous about not being able to make his Parnasa that if he don't let a guy do it, he's going to end up doing it himself, and that's going to be much, much worse. So sometimes mitoch chumraso, we have to come up with a kula because it's so it's something that's so serious. It's we need to be makel, otherwise it's going to be even worse. V'lo sharislei asi ligvos piatzmo v'yavli de yisura daraisa v'desham yichtov ptaka k'dar chamochsim. If he starts collecting taxes, he's going to be writing receipts. Kosev is a malacha daraisa. He's going to be doing terrible things. Ulfiza mashma de mecha shein kosvim konos and shlochem in emachal b'meches asra afilu ali de enu yehudi d'lovi de yisura daraisa afilu lo sharin alai. So he says, ooh, so maybe if it's the kind of collection where you typically don't write a receipt, like you're collecting food rather than money, so then maybe you should not be allowed to send a nachri to do it. Because the only reason we allow you to send a nachri to do it is because we're afraid if we don't allow you to send a nachri to do it, you'll do it yourself. And when you do it yourself, you're going to come to write. But if it's the kind of thing that we don't have to be concerned that you're going to come to write, maybe you should not be allowed to send a nachri. So that's what he says at first. Aval. Hatazim Magen Avraham maski dafilu bofen zesharin al deyin yudim yishum pseida. Tazim Magen Avraham, however, disagree, and they say, look, if you're allowed to send the nachri to collect the money taxes, you're allowed to send the nachri to collect the food taxes, even though there's no ksiva involved. Mihu ba'atzmo asur l'kabel af ha'melech shemini machol. And you cannot collect taxes at all, not the food taxes, not the money taxes. Afilu im lo huva michutz l'tchom v'lo shayich b'okshash seidu m'chubar mishum imtso cheftzicha. Even if there's no malacha that you're going to do, what's the big deal? I'm going to someone's house, I'm collecting grain, you know, I'm collecting food, I'm collecting a bag of apples. I go to someone else's house and I collect a bag of oranges. What's the malacha? It was all in the tchum beforehand, I'm not writing anything, there's no money, there's no mukta. So what's the problem? So the problem is mimtso cheftzcha. This is your business. So you're doing. You can't work on Shabbos. Someone once asked me a shaila that they had a major deal that was going down on Shabbos, and all they needed to do was show up to the meeting and answer a few questions. Not a single malacha, not a single signing of any paper, not a net. It's still aser. You can't work on Shabbos. Mimtso cheftzcha. You're not allowed to work on Shabbos. K'mosh chasus mishin vav. Yehudish sachar bishul ha-melech minasar. And then the Mishabura says another case. If you have a Jew who, I guess, buys the rights to selling all the salt in the neighborhood, that's the best I can get, that he produces all the salt, so he cooks and dehydrates the salt so that he can be left with the salt. Mutu lahaskir lo pol and bikibolas. He could hire workers, again, to work on their own time, even if they're going to choose to work on Shabbos. Shem yasa lo kach v'kach melech, yitin lo kach v'kach. As soon as they make 100 pounds of salt, they're going to get X amount of money. V'alf b'shakelim ve'itzimim shal Yisrael, even though they're working with Jewish kelim, and it's Jewish wood that's lighting the fire that they're working with, shari, it's still going to be mutter. As long as they don't bring the wood from the Jew's property on Shabbos, anytime we allow something for kablanos, because you're just hiring for the job, it has to be that you gave him the wherewithal and everything to be able to do before Shabbos. He can't be going in and out of your house taking materials on Shabbos. Aval, Ein heter liskor ein yudi shel Shabbos v'chodesh to be kalmakom marviach yisol b'malachto ve'no heter el b'kablanos. But this is not if you pay him a weekly or monthly salary. This is only if you're paying him for the job. That's when, that's the halacha in our sif about the tax collector, the nachri that's working for the tax collector, as well as this case of the nachri that's working for the salt maker, only if you're paying him for the job. Last sif katan, etein lecha kach v'kach, says the Mishnah Berurah, where you say, I'm going to give you X amount of money when you collect X amount of dinarim of taxes. It has to be that you don't mention Shabbos. You say when you collect this amount, then you'll get this payment. Im tigva kach v'kach, etin l'cha sach kach v'kach. Im kein lo avi schir yom, then he's not a schir yom, he's a kablan. V'gam les kan schar Shabbos klal, and it's not schar Shabbos. Shekvar sachem erasar mechas al kol hashanim Shabbos b'chlal, because it's havla'a. You're getting it together with everything else. You purchase the right to collect all of the year's taxes, so it's not all coming on Shabbos. Okay, so Bez Hashem, on Sunday we will continue from somewhere, probably from a wedding, with the Rama at the bottom of Vav Amar Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening and a wonderful Shabbos.